Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. I'm Ava, and today we're digging into a brand story that's making waves: Cracker Barrel's recent logo redesign and the massive financial fallout that followed.
Hey everyone, Max here, checking in. Cracker Barrel, the well-known Southern restaurant chain, unveiled a modernized logo as part of what they called a brand refresh. But the reaction? Not what they expected.
In fact, their stock dropped over $100 million in value following the change. Some reports estimate the loss could stretch as high as $200 million when factoring in brand perception.
So what went wrong? It's not just about the logo itself, it's about understanding your audience. Cracker Barrel has a loyal customer base that values nostalgia, tradition, and comfort. The logo refresh may have felt too corporate, too modern for a brand rooted in Americana.
Exactly. A successful logo redesign isn't about trends, it's about alignment. You have to know what your audience connects with. Cracker Barrel's classic imagery, the old man in the rocking chair, the rustic typography, was a visual cue for comfort and Southern charm.
When you rebrand a company or update a logo, you're not just changing a graphic, you're sending a message. And if that message alienates your base, the consequences can be instant and brutal, just like we saw here.
It's a classic case study in not engaging your audience during a rebranding process. Things like surveys, focus groups, and rollout testing should be essential steps, especially for legacy brands.
And let's be clear, we're not anti-redesign. In fact, Thought Media has rebranded hundreds of businesses over the years. But we fundamentally believe brands should evolve. But the best logo refreshes are those that honor the past while adapting to the future.
That's right. And even Thought Media itself has rebranded several times since its inception in 2009. But look at companies like Coca-Cola, Ford, or even Apple. They've updated their branding over the years, but each time it felt authentic and audience-informed. That's the difference.
There's also the matter of rollout. Sudden changes with no context often backfire. Customers feel blindsided. A gradual reintroduction, storytelling, and brand messaging should all accompany a redesign.
Absolutely. Whether you're a restaurant chain or a tech startup, remember, your logo is not just design. It's emotion, trust, and memory. Disrupt that carelessly, and you risk losing more than just visual cohesion.
In Cracker Barrel's case, the new logo wasn't inherently bad. It just wasn't them. And that's a costly branding mistake. Over $100 million apparently, as per the market movements.
Moral of the story?
Let's hear it.
Before you launch that shiny new logo redesign, make sure your audience feels part of the journey. Because branding is never just visual. It's relational.
Well said, Ava. And that wraps up episode 21. If you found this valuable, share it with your team or your designer.
Definitely share this episode. It's been a good one. And we would love to see your feedback and reviews on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcasting platform.
We do love reviews. Make sure to subscribe as well. And we'll see you next time on the Thought Media Podcast.
Bye, everyone.